Hello, everyone, and welcome again to another Talking Puck podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Thanks for joining me. Please follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air. And also, please follow us on Sunday nights. It's myself and another former NHL play-by-play guy and Mike Haynes, Colorado Avalanche voice for many, many years. We do Talking Puck TV Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. That is on Twitch and YouTube. And we ask you to please, you know, stop by. Why not? What do you got to do? Talk hockey on a Sunday night? Perfect. We're your destination. So again, look for Talking Puck TV on Twitch and YouTube. You know, I was thinking about this, and this is one of those things. There's that old saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I think you can apply that to NHL teams in a lot of ways. They keep falling into the same pitfalls. They just somehow end up in the same traps. They repeat the same mistakes, and people don't seem to learn. And I don't understand. And largely, I'm talking about player personnel decisions. Look, there have been some success stories of guys who come in, turn it around, look completely different. Actually, Bobby Ryan is a great example of that, off to a hot start this year. I hope for his sake he keeps it going. But for the most part, you know what you're getting, or at least you should know what you're getting. So it's interesting, and I understand sometimes you want to go with the devil you know. Looking at a free agent pile of, say, wingers or defensemen, it's like, well, we know this guy. He's been in the system. We know what we're going to get out of him. We're okay with that. There's value to that, as opposed to bringing in someone else who may or may not fit the mold, may or may not be a good corporate citizen, may or may not be a lot of things. But Edmonton Oilers, when it comes to goaltending, they keep beating their head against the same tree. This team has just not, for whatever reason, gone out and spent the money on an established starter. And I understand that Edmonton has a little bit more of a difficult sell as far as everything that goes around the city. And I like Edmonton. I've been there. There are things to like about Edmonton, and guys go there to play, and some guys love it, you know, and also you're selling the fact that you've got Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl there. That's a nice selling point as well. But the Oilers just have not attracted a top caliber goaltender in years. So they've been trying to make it work last year and now this year with Mike Smith and Mikko Koskinen in the Nets. And it hasn't worked out too well for them. Mike Smith is a guy who I kind of used to say tongue-in-cheek, but also half seriously, in a regular season with a normal amount of games, I'm going to put the number of games he'll miss at 15. That's my over-under, so I guess 15 and a half. But a lot of years he's going to hit that, and he just is fragile. He gets hurt, and once again, Smith is hurt. And now it's Koskinen's net. And Koskinen, I don't care what anybody says. I know there are people out there who defend him. He's never proven himself to be an NHL starting caliber goaltender. He could be part of a tandem. He could be a decent backup. He's just not a starter. And a 38-year-old Mike Smith, probably also not your starter. Now, the Oilers thought they were going to basically put two creaky tires on the trailer and be able to tow it to the playoffs. One of the tires has suffered a blowout. So now, again, and it's a weird goalie market this year. It's a weird market all the way around this year. But the Oilers now have to figure out, they missed out on the waiver claim for Aaron Dell. He went to New Jersey, and Lord knows New Jersey could use a goaltender. It just doesn't make any sense to me why the Oilers essentially haven't gotten off the wallet enough to attract someone. Calgary ended up with probably the biggest prize free agent goaltender of the summer. And that is even more bad news for the Oilers because, look, the Flames ended up with Jake Markstrom, and now, Vancouver's got some promising goaltending in Thatcher Demko, and they have Braden Holtby. Markstrom's going to be the man in Calgary for the foreseeable future. Connor Hellebuck is an incredible goaltender for the Winnipeg Jets. He's a Vezina caliber guy, will be for several years. That's Western Canada goaltending. The Oilers are sorely lacking. And so I don't understand how teams continue to fall into these same pitfalls, even when it could be a corporate culture thing, and then you go out and change it. I wondered if it was a Craig McTavish thing, because that just seemed to be the way, and maybe that was the strategy, is don't spend a lot on the back end, and we're going to really, you know, draft some good skill forwards up front, and that's how we're going to win games. Okay, but that hasn't changed. with the culture change in Edmonton, and I just don't understand it. And there are other teams out there who have kind of bought into that. There are other teams whose culture has been, we're going to spend, we're going to win, and we'll pay for it later. Chicago Blackhawks, LA Kings, Pittsburgh Penguins. They've all won multiple cups. They've all paid for it later. So I don't know. I don't know that Edmonton anything changes anytime soon. Maybe this summer, which will actually be in the summer, they'll be able to take a look at picking up a goaltender. They also have an expansion draft, I guess, to worry about. I think their goalies are safe, honestly. I don't know. We'll see. And so as the season begins, there's going to be redemption stories, but there's going to be some of the same old, even in a shortened season. And I'm afraid for the Oilers and any franchise that continues to do the same thing and end up with those insane results, that this is what it's going to be this year. And this is why I have a hard time picking the Oilers to do much more than make the playoffs. So, you know what? Surprise me, Edmonton. Surprise me. I'd love to see it. That's it for this Talking Puck podcast. Thanks, everybody, for being on board. We appreciate it. If you like what you hear, please subscribe. Like, subscribe, whatever it is that these kids do these days with these pods. I'm kidding. We appreciate you being here. Seriously, thank you so much. Please follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air. In my Twitter bio is the link to our Talking Puck Discord. Love for you to join and be a part of the community. If you're unfamiliar with Discord, it's a great place to meet and talk hockey with your fellow hockey fans, and it's a growing community all the way around. It's not just for gamers anymore, so I would appreciate your support over there. All right, we'll talk to you with the next installment of Tiny Biscuits coming out in just a couple of days, and we'll see you on Sunday night, Mike Haynes and I, for Talking Puck TV. Take care, everyone.